little pilgrim clothed in gray on that first Thanksgiving day.
Yes. Well, you know, it is a little bit of a debate that I enjoy having with my Yankee friends as we get close to Thanksgiving Day. That the first Thanksgiving was not up in Massachusetts, not at Plymouth Rock, but was here in Virginia at Berkeley, at the site of Berkeley Plantation. And Graham Woodleaf knows a little bit about this. He's the descendant of the man who started this whole thing. And Graham Woodleaf is the president of the Virginia Thanksgiving Festival. And he joins us now to set the record straight. So I want you to explain, what should I say to all of these Northerners from New York and Massachusetts, Jeff Katz from Boston and that crowd, when they tell me that the first Thanksgiving was not in Virginia?
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm great.
Good. What should you say? You should say that the first Thanksgiving was truly in Virginia 2 years before the Pilgrims had their Thanksgiving, and a year and 17 days before they even landed in Massachusetts. And it was held at the grounds of Berkeley Plantation. And the reason it's the first Thanksgiving, it was ordained by the Berkeley Company in England. Once they landed, they were to give thanks, and to give thanks annually and perpetually, and have a day of Thanksgiving, giving thanks to Almighty God once they landed, and in the future as well. So that was truly, and President Kennedy, even in 1963, mentioned that in his presidential proclamation, that Virginia was first and Massachusetts was second for the first Thanksgiving.
Now, when we're looking at the calendar, this goes all the way back to 1619. Everyone remembers, I think, Jamestown's founding, discovery founding in 1607. So how do we know that this occurred in this sequence and with this documentation from 1619? Are there papers that verify this?
Yes, in 1931, Dr. Lyon Tyler, who was president of the William and Mary College and son of President John Tyler, found some papers in the New York Public Library that were called the Nibley Papers. And the Nibley Papers were a record and documentation of that cruise on the ship Margaret coming over from England, that Captain Woodleaf was in charge of the expedition. So it documented that whole cruise, including the landing at Berkeley, and told of the 10 instructions the crew had, or not the crew, the settlers had, once they landed. And the very first instruction was to praise God and give thanks for their safe voyage, and also to do it perpetually and annually as a day of Thanksgiving.
Now, the prayer component of it is a very important component. That's the fundamental underpinnings of our Thanksgiving concept here, and that's often lost behind the whole idea that you sit down and have a feast. So I don't want to not acknowledge that prayer component. That's an important part for me and my family. But may I ask you, do we know what they actually did when they arrived? Was there food to eat? I remember from my classes about Jamestown and the first, 50, 60 years in Virginia, that a lot of people starved to death because they didn't have food.
That's exactly right, the starvation period at Jamestown. But no, they had brought food over, of course, on the good ship Margaret, but that was not a part of the celebration and ceremony that they had that day. In fact, many Thanksgivings over those years in the early 1700s were strictly prayer services. They were not combined with food or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Of course, the Pilgrims had a harvest celebration 2 years later, but with their Native American friends, but that was not the first, of course.
Yeah. Later this morning, Governor Northam, as all of his predecessors have, he will receive the annual taxes from Virginia's Indian tribes, Native American tribes, at the governor's mansion here in Richmond. Tell me about the interaction, or the lack of interaction, that these settlers had with the natives that were living here when they arrived.
Well, of course, Native Americans have had a form of Thanksgiving for many, many years, and it included their harvest when they harvest their crops and so forth. It simply was a fact that once they had landed at Berkeley, they gave thanks. And there was just simply, there was interaction with the Native Americans after that, considerable interaction.
Good interaction or bad?
Well, good for the first few years, and then in 1622, some 2 years later, there was an uprising of the Native Americans, and that was Berkeley was destroyed at that point.
But before that, there was good
interaction throughout.
Well, we'll focus on the positive for this Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
Now, next year, if I'm doing my math right, this is the 400th anniversary. Do you have big plans for next year?
We sure do. The American Evolution, which is a organization of Jamestown, Yorktown, is partnering with us to put on the 400th. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have the Godspeed in the Water from Jamestown, which is actually quite dramatic. And we also have the reenactment ceremony, which we've had for the last 60 years at the Virginia Thanksgiving Festival. Looking forward to that. We'll have Governor Bilal, former Governor Bilal, speaking as a keynote speaker. And Charles Berkeley, who owns Berkeley Castle in England, will come over and speak as a keynote speaker. So a lot of good things planned. That's a wonderful afternoon. A lot of dancing and games and things like that for people in the colonial period. So it's a fun afternoon.
Well, we will put it on the calendar for Read on the Road for next year, next November. We'll put it on the calendar. And, you know, if you haven't had an opportunity, if you've been in Virginia for years, or, you know, maybe you haven't been to Berkeley since the old school trip days, it's certainly worth a trip out to Berkeley Plantation. I know you all are closed this week, but once you reopen for tours, there's a lot of history there, not just with the Thanksgiving Festival, but with the Civil War and, of course, the colonial period. Graham Woodleaf, we really appreciate it, the president of the Virginia Thanksgiving Festival, and hopefully we will see you at Berkeley Plantation certainly next year, maybe before.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.